Mishnah in Ovis. Vidan is kol odom lekav schus. Vidan, every person lekav schus. Gmor and Shavuos learns out from the pasuk b'tzedek tishpoit amitecho. Pashtas, the pasuk is going on mitzvahs esef and the dayonim. But the Gemara in Shavuos speaks out, Hevidan es chaver cholikav schus. Chaim Kanievsky is medayik that it's a mitzvah esa day reise. Not only that, there's a famous Gemara about Chano, that Eli taught that she's a shikoyro. He read the Tumim. Urim v'tumim, Shechino, Ksheiro, Shekoiro. And she told him, Loshon HaGmor, Elav ike Shechine v'roach HaKoydesh Gaboch, Shedantani lekav choivo. You know, Chazal say, Achoyshet b'ksheirim, lo ike begufoi. It's a mitzvah, dan lekav schus. Chazal say, a person is dan lekav schus. Kodesh Baruch Hu is dan him lekav schus. But there's a mitzvah to be done lekav schus. This is be'etzem what I want to speak about today. Again, I don't know, avada, it's a mitzvah that a person has to be mashrish inside himself. If I have time, we'll see all different gemoras. Chaim Kanievsky brings in Ochos Yosha. Dozens and dozens of mitzvahs, of stories in the gemora, how the amiroyim were done lekav schus. And every time when someone was done, his friend lekav schus, he gave him a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would dan you lekav schus. But there's an Indian to dan lekav schus. In our avoda this week, to take a week on ourselves, to be dan lekav schus, doesn't make a difference. Forget, Rambam says when a person wants to be mashrish amida, so you have to take yourself to the other edge. And like this, you koine a shvisa, you koine the mida inside yourself. We want this week to be koine the mida of dan lekav schus. It's not easy. But it's a mida, first could be to mitzvahs esa deiraisa. It's one of the midas. Like again, we've spoken all these, divided that we're speaking about midas. Midas don't come if you don't work on yourself. He said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. So Zalanda says it's harder to break one midah than to finish a ganze shas. So if you don't take on yourself that I will fix a midah and I will change a midah, if a person doesn't take it on himself, it will not happen. And if he wants to be cleaner than my life, breaking a midah and having this midah of dan lekav schus, the person has to start to work on it. And to say, this week, Monday is Monday, I'm dan lekav schus. If I'm dan everyone, or at least one a day or two a day, but to be dan lekav schus. It could be it's a mitzvah. And I would say, achoyshet b'ksheirim, lo ike begufay. And if a person is not dan lekav schus, and in the end he's wrong, achoyshet b'ksheirim, lo ike begufay. Chafetz Chaim also, the ma'aseh, brings it down. When he counts the lavim and the esim and lashon hara, one of those b'tzedek tishpoit amitecho, he makes the cheshbonos there that a person has to be dan lekav schus. It's a chiyuv. Could be it's a mida, could be it's a mitzvah esa deraisa to dan lekav schus. How vital a person has to dan lekav schus, and how a person gets to that mida to be dan lekav schus. No, if you have this midah, there's no machlekes, there's no midas roes. Salomo was a maise, maybe years ago, said over it a couple times. There was a group of teenagers driving a car on Shabbos, Yiddish Ingalach, Le'aleinu. They stopped at a gas station. One of them asked one of the guys that was standing at the gas station to borrow his phone. So he gave him his phone. A minute after he gave him the phone, the guys in the car started to drive away. The guy didn't want to give up on his phone, so he jumped on the car. The car started to go quicker and quicker. He was holding on, banging. They drove even quicker. So he fell, hurt very badly. After 2 days, he died. It was a very big scandal. Everyone was talking about it. It's just always coming like America, yeah? People get killed for such zachen. And the radio, Kedalko, they went to interview the mother of the driver. What you say about your son that, you know, if your phone killed someone? Kluge mentioned, yeah? She said a givaldike answer. She said, Avada, I feel terrible. It's disgusting. For a phone to kill. My son has to sit in jail forever. I'm so sorry. I'm asking sorry for the parents, for the kid that died. But I want to tell you. You know, my son sitting in a car. I tell you, I know my son for 18 years. He never killed a fly. He never said no to take down the garbage. He's the best son. He did everything good. Everything good. He didn't have no enemy. Everyone loved him. He doesn't know how to hit. He doesn't know how to be mean. You understand? A group of boys sitting in a car, teenagers, and a guy holds on to the car. He didn't want to steal the phone. And the guy tells him, drive away. And he doesn't want to drive away. What? Tell him, well, you're a baby, you're scared to drive. And, you know, he's embarrassed not to listen to his friends. Now, what are you scared about? Your baby? So he drives a little bit and he davens inside himself that a little other kid will just leave go of the car. And he starts telling him, hey, you're driving slow. You're nobody. So it's the pressure of a teenager and he drives quicker and he's hoping with the whole inside of him that a kid will not fall off. And they're teasing him, no, stop a second, try. And you know, and he's just davening that something will happen, it will not happen. And it happens. And when I heard that maysa, I told myself, she didn't say nothing that none of us knew. All of us knew it. She's a mother. So she saw the other side of it from where the kid came. Nothing made him mutter. But already, we don't think that we have to hang him up. Yeah? Because she could be a good lawyer, yeah? But legufim shadvarim, she was not lekav zchus, because she felt close to this kid. So pitam, everything looked in a different light, in a different tzura. We have to dan our friends in the same way. I'm not speaking about tzura, we'll see when you're not bad. He's bad! He's guilty! His roommates don't let him to invite you for Shabbos. He wants, he hopes. No, I'm not saying that he's going away for Shabbos and not inviting his friends with him. But he has two roommates telling him, every time you invite this guy, you know, and they push him here and they push him there. And, yeah, and he can't help it. And he's wrong. But it's another story. This is Dan Lekasos. So here we're speaking about, I'm taking the worst case, the worst scenario. A guy that is bad is a retzeach. But if you don't have lekav zchus, he takes money that doesn't belong to him. It's avva. There's no tzad to be matterit. Avva, he doesn't have nothing. And I'll start now to melam zchus, yeah? Maybe someone will start to steal chas v'shon. Yeah? But think about the other person. What he thinks. He thinks he deserves. This is the Lamed Zchus. Chaim Kanievsky brings down. Ma'isev Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Shem Muskar, Tzara Blezer ben Hulkin, and Shalom Yishonim. He worked. Rabbi Yom Kippur, Omar, he tell me, Schori ve'eilech. Give me my money, I will go. Omar, he ain't li mores, I don't have money. Omar, he tell me, Peres, Omar, he ain't li, tell me, Karka, ain't li, tell me, Behema, ain't li. Then the Gorom Exos is only Hifshit Caleb Lachor of Olach Lebezi Bepachas Nefesh. He worked for 3 years. And he took Masri Gimel Chamorim Shel Marichol Mishte. Why is no ribis? He's not right to them. Holachol Lebeisai Achre She'ochlu V'shosu. He gave him all the schar. He says, when you asked me why give me money, I said I don't have money. V'machashad etor isi. Omer Leishema Praktimaki Bezoil. He used all of your money, all of your cash. Be'emes Shema Muskeres Le'achirim Peiros Einu Musorim Korim V'ksosis Omer Shema Yiddish Kol Nechosav La'Shomayim Omer Le'avoy De'kachoyo Yidarti Kol Nechosav B'shil Hurkunez B'ni Shelo Yosak B'teire כשגעסי לחבר בדור, הם דאו מטר דנדר. אומר לו, כשם שנתן אל הסחוס, עמוק אם ידעו לא יסחול לסחוס. כשם שדנת אל הסחוס, עמוק אם ידעו לא יסחול לסחוס. אני אגב, רוז לפשט עמוק אם ידעו לא יסחול לסחוס. You could take this kid that killed, and you could decide, you have to give him such a punishment, the whole country will shake. And you could think, never such a kid, never, who knows what he's passing now. All of his life is damaged. He feels so bad that he killed this boy to send him to therapy for all of his life. Nebach. He already got his punishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu has done the same thing. Hashem could look at you, Nebach. He's in such pressure, in such lachatz. He could look at him, such a chayte umachti. Made a girech. A person is done like a schuz. But look at the amiroi. Person worked by his friend for 3 years. And the other person, Nishkeven Achoshev Yid. Well, Horai, when his son went to Yeshiva, look what he did. He was mad at Reisim and Achosov. Gorab, a grobe balabos, yeah? Grobe balabos. Today, Chosh, every person sends his kids to Yeshiva. He's, everyone that is here, his father sends him to Yeshiva. Almost. A grobe balabos. Madir Achosov. And one of the Amiroim is working by him. And he's not paying him. Mushchas. And he's done him like a schus back and forth. This was the Hanogi of Gdele Yisrael. This was the Hanogi of Gdele Yisrael. He brings down another ma'ase. ואמר חסוס חודו ברכו לתלמידי חכמים אצל מטרינוס האחות, שכל גדולי רואים אם מצויים אצלו. אמרו, מי ילך? אמר רבי ישוע ילך. הולך רבי ישוע. אמר רבי ישוע, אני ילך. I will go to her. כיוון שהגיעו לפסח בישר, חולץ תפילים. He took off his תפילים. נכנס ונועה לסדלס. Dying not with a key, but he closed the door. כשיוצא, he went out and he went to the מקווה, תטויבה. אמר לתלמידו, כשחולצתי תפילים, במה חשדת עם מויסי? אמרו לי שלא יכנס תפילין למוקם תומה. כשסגרתי הדלת, מה חשדתם מויסי? שם הדבר מלכוס יש לו. כשיורדתי ליטבוין, מה חשדתם מויסי? Maybe she spit something and תומוס הם כזר, סף, מילא, אצל חברים, בא נזמק, לא יכול חולים בטיילו, סו צינוירי של רויק, ניצו עולו. אמר, כשם שדנתן לי לסחוס, כך הקדוש ברוך הוא יודן אייסכם לקו סחוס. Again, שתית in this Gemara was a mehalach how to teach the Talmidim. He came out and he said, I did 3 strange things. No? How you were busy learning סחוס when I was doing it? I did 1 half a dozen, yeah? He could have told him, listen, you told me she's not going to hide this film, I have to speak something private. No, she spritzed that when she was talking, I have to go to the mikveh. No, he made it that the Talmidim taught the Rebbe is a avarya. Everything looked. Takes out the tefillin, closes the door and gets to the mikveh. And he comes out and he says, Talmidim, no, I want to see if you managed to get to the right. And they got to the right thing. Omar, avoid no shekeinu. You only have to everything exactly what happened. Givaldi, you're doing exactly the right mahalach. Again, he goes weiter and weiter, Uber and Meissim. That's all mamish. Averis sheba Averis. Oma b'mad and Tani. How you are done with the Kav Schus? to answer the Frenish and Kashas, that's not going to be done. And the Frenish and Kashas. It's not a person that's done like a schus. Person has to train his head. Train his mahalach. He's done like a schus. So the person has done like a schus. Not saying that a person all of his life, again, that Amora asks for money, asks for payers, asks for everything. But done like a schus. Once I was working on done like a schus. Chal Halvait was walking in the way to the Shtiblach. And I saw a bacher, he finished two bacher walking. I don't know if they're from Yeshiva or not. And they're drinking a can, a bottle. When they finished the drink the bottle, they threw it into a porch. On the neighbors. I said, Dalek of Schuss, but it's Hashchos, Chil Hashem. They wanted to throw it on the street. No. They throw it in someone else's yard. So I went over to them and I said, Shulbik, I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm not your rabbi. I think you should get a menschlichkeit, maybe explain to me. I said, no, if Shad is a kid in this porch that collects bottles. So they asked the Olam, when they finish it, they could throw bottles to the porch. Yeah. This is true of the Ibn Arad Mi Vesach Nisht, yeah? But I learned, but it could be really. This is the Pshat Dan Lekavsus. I want to explain, it's a avoid. It doesn't mean the Moshal, but after you're Dan Lekavsus, if you're his rabbi, could you have to call him up and find out? But the Dan Lekavsus. To get used to the Dan Lekavsus. It's a mitzvah's essay. Betzedek tishmet amitecho. Why a choshet b'ksheirim loike b'kufay? I'm just looking at the positive. Let me get to the negative. Person is chosh eili akoyed. God l'adon. A lady comes to Beis HaMikdash. She starts to talk to herself. He thinks he's drunk. He asked the woman, told me what was going on, and came out the words, Shin chof reishay. She tells him, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, there's Nishkin Shechina, you Choshet B'Ksheir. So what do you want me to do? The Torah says, you had the Danlik of Schus, maybe I have Tzoros, maybe I'm crying. Felt in Odom Godel, she told him, Chava. Felt in Eli HaKoyen. You uptouch me? Shikoyro, felt in Eli HaKoyen. So Chisoron in Eli HaKoyen. You measured me like a Shikoyro. Person has to get used to it. And I'm not saying, again, not to be matzdik. See, a person comes late to davening. Choshev a person. Maybe he learned 2 hours before. Maybe it was a big Talmid Chacham. That is a big Talmid Chacham. I knew him, and the years that I knew him, I didn't know him personally. But now I know he knows Kol HaTerekulo, Mamish, Yom HaVelayla. And then we learned together, and he would come every morning 10 o'clock. I thought, you know, Choshev and Chacham, every morning he shows up 10 o'clock. Well, then I get up late. I felt bad, you know. Then, I got to know him. I realized that he wakes up 6 o'clock, he learns 2 hours, he goes home, and he comes to yeshiva at 10 o'clock. Yeah? So then everyone that comes 10 o'clock, I think he somebody learned 2-3 hours before. Yeah? Again, I want to explain. So the mashal, you have a bad bacher. Yeah? It doesn't have to be a yeshiva that comes 10 o'clock. Yeah? This place is talking out in the mirror. Mask. Different yeshivas for this kind of bach. But when you see him, yeah? So till they throw him out. So how about you know he wake up, he went to sleep late. Again, I don't want him to have a schus, it's not a schus, yeah? It's not what he's trying, yeah? Bad roommates. They pushed him. Make noise in the room. maybe he doesn't have so much friends. So now he thinks he'll be with his roommates, he'll become a knacker. Yeah? Nebuch, he's suffering from very low self-esteem. So he needs by night to shmooze with the elam to feel in the inyanim. Yeah. Those are elements. But I'm trying to explain. I'm not asking you. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking louder. And this week, at least, start. I have a kinyan of Dalek of Schus. Like, it's such a nice midah. It's such a beautiful midah. I heard once, Kach Shomati, that a person that is Dalek of Schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakerim, that he every time is Dalek of Schus in the right way. There's a lot of stories. I'm not saying them because Alt is with Znus, with Alt, and Amiroim, Mishundik and Maises. And every time the ones that are Dalek of Schus, they hit it, mamish, one out of one, mamish, completely. The pshat is, it's a mitzvah. But Hashem didn't give us a mitzvah to be fadimiyat. Hashem gave us the koyach, to uptouch in the right way. And a person that is Dalek of Schus, I want to tell you, and stack as the Ram is a little bit, let's see, Mechus Yosher, Perek Dalet. Most times in life, people lose friends, lose marriages, lose in-laws, lose parents, lose kids, because they're not Dalek of Schus. They're not seeing the other person in the same matzav if the yet other person is. Again, it doesn't mean that the other person is right. Marshal, sometimes you hear someone speaks against you. A good friend of yours, you know. He said it, you know, if you're not sure you have a recorder. The guy Mamish did it. That's the guy did it. Now what is the teretz? You do exactly the same thing to him and then you're a good friend. You don't realize you do it. If you will down him, man, go me, Shtaylo made a joke. He laughed back. You think he's laughing at you, Bichlal? You will not hate. Dalek of Schus. So the motion, how you Dalek of Schus here? For example, yeah? I'm sure he tried, he thought it's close. Well, I even didn't know that it's him. Now, Mammoth. So instead, this is the Koyach, you done it, it's in the Kapsos. He forgot that it's Am. Mammoth, so you're not even upset. The Koyach of a person is, if he's done the Kapsos, no one becomes a bad person. If you're not the Gana Kapsos, you're a Chutzpah. Personally, I think it's used to. I'll tell you, I learned it once, a couple, 2 years ago, I had a gnebe in my house. Terrible gnebe. Gosh, I had a lot of tzedakah money. It disappeared. But I told my wife, I think someone is going here. I kept it back. I made a mistake, you gave it out. So I put more money there. And it disappeared. I realized someone is walking inside my house, you know, there's no, it's rubbish in a hiding place. So I ordered a company to put cameras all over my house. 24 hours, the guy came into the house, and he was caught. Well, mafia, I'm not going to have the whole details of the story. So when I ordered the company, I asked them that I want cameras all over my house. Near the door, near there. I want the place. I said, it's not, someone is going around here. It's about the mice. I didn't know how bad it is, Baruch Hashem. So the guy said, no, I'm not masking. I said, I'm begging you. I'm telling you, please put cameras on. He said, no, I'm not. I'm leaving. I said, I don't know if I ordered you to put. He said, tell me where the gnaiva was. I said, in this closet, in this room, in the dining room, behind the closet, there's the place where I put it. He said, no problem. We'll put it in the dining room and that. Opposite that place, 2-3 cameras, you know, one camera protected. I said, I want the camera to see who walks into my house. You know, the guy has to come into the house. He says, I'm not putting it. I thought, you could explain to me why. He said, I'll tell you. You want to stay married? You want to stay to like your kids? I can't put the camera there. So let me explain to you what's going on. So I'll tell you, when I was young, people ordered cameras. I put all over the house where they wanted. The neighbor knocks on the door. One of your kids opens. They smile to the neighbor. But they open the door with a sour face. You think, who knows what is going on here? But that neighbor, book that day, needed five things. Because you think this guy comes every hour here. Who knows what is going on in his house? You'll be surprised. You see neighbors open the door, go to the fridge, come out, take stuff and leave. They think you told them to do it. They think that someone said yes. You'll be surprised. You don't know about it. You don't care. It's not happening. Believe me, people will see how you open the door to people. People will be upset with you. You also smile at everyone who comes to the door. You don't even notice. You don't even think to smile. You just open the door. Someone will have it in the picture. And again, back and forth, focus on the picture. Who knows what is going on here? There's a neighbor that needs something very important. He's knocking 20 times that day. For 10 years, he never knocked on the door. Tell us, it's nothing. But you will not know to understand that it's nothing. So why do you need to see it? I'm not showing you it. I'm telling you, I'll put cameras, and a day you will not speak to no one in your family. This is the same thing. A person sometimes hears this guy spoke about Lashon Hara at me. You think he really hates you? It was a good line, he couldn't help himself. Everyone was saying something. He likes you. He's not upset with you. Listen to this. Everyone, think now, a second, everyone, are your best friends. You think they never speak against you? No one here could sign that this time they don't speak. But if you hear they spoke, you'll never speak to them anymore. Why you assume they speak? Because you also sometimes say some lines. Yeah, you're a guy. You carry an ass in more regardless, yeah? You make 10 jokes and you're ready, yeah? Maybe it's wrong, yeah? He's your Rebbe, and another 10 years he'll be a Rebbe, and you'll ask him every child. So you made a joke. You have to get used to, when you hear the guy doing the joke, to live in the same matzav, to understand him. This is Dadle Kavskus. When a person gets used to, Hevedad, Noshen HaMishne, is Kol Odom Lekavskus. Hevedad is Kol Odom. Remember that this is the key. Not selectively kavshus. This is Mishnah Chochma. Have it done that the Mishnah is kol odom lekavshus. If a person manages for a week to be done, again, it doesn't mean that the other person is right, but he thinks that he's right. He's so desperate for money, so he sees things in the wrong way. When you're desperate, you also see it in the wrong way. I said, no, I never steal nothing. Yeah? Just at lunch, he takes two portions. He's Malamed Schus, but some other guy will not come. Face this, yeah? The other guy comes. So you look to the other side, you see that he came, yeah? But when you come and you see the guy has finished the food, you think, I'm just showing Mushchosin, yeah? Try to think that. They were very hungry. They thought that other people would not come. He thought my stomach really not normally come. How he get used to it. Person is get used to mandalik of sus. I'm saying, the way to train, I don't know, the winter is the best time. The middle of winter. There's nothing happening. Take a week. Dalik of sus. Dalik of sus. And Be'ez Hashem, you'll have the siyah.